this is Dave.
Hey, Steve, it's Pete. I'm just calling you on my work line. I saw you tried to give me a call here.
Yeah, me and Big Real there, we sat down there a little while ago and we went through some papers and stuff, and I thought I better holler at you, so,
yeah.
I'll probably have to holler back at you here in a little while, Pete. We'll be stopping, and I don't know, what time is it? It's 1 o'clock. And I've got to unload, and Big Rail, he's got to unload too. And then I'll give you a call back. It might be 3 or 4 o'clock.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay. And Bob, he's been texting me, which I ain't answered him back yet. So, but I don't necessarily have to buy Bob's equipment, do I?
No, you do not. You can get any. Oh. If you find a new piece, then I'll get you whatever you want, Steve. It's your choice.
Right. Because, I've talked to Bob in the past and stuff, and I can't get him to come down on that price. I mean.
Really? He won't budge on the 19?
No, which... Actually, I'm thinking about just going ahead and get a big truck with a sleeper, single axle truck with a sleeper and a good low profile trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would benefit us more than, the dually trucks.
All right. How much is that bigger truck looking at?
I can actually get a bigger truck, a lot less than what Bob's actually for his dually. I think I can get one around 10 or 12,000.
Okay, so that's definitely cheaper than Bob's. And how much for that trailer?
I know where the trailer's at in Carbondale, Pennsylvania. The guy's wanting $5,500 for it. And I don't have to do nothing to it, just hook up and go.
No, nice.
Yeah. And Bob's trailer's got to have a lot of work.
I mean, yeah, Steve, it doesn't make sense for you to do it, then don't do it.
Right. When I can find a cheaper one that's ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How far are you and Pickerel on that application I sent you?
Well, I sat down with it in front of him a while ago when we had to do a little bit of settlement and stuff there a while ago, and I showed him the application, and he thought, well, he said, let's talk to Pete, and we'll get her lined up.
Yep. How does he feel about the whole process here, about bringing on a new truck and the application and all that?
He feels like it's be all right. Like if it's in mine and Kelsey's name or whatever, he's all right with it.
Perfect. All right, well, yes, Steve, the ball's in your park right now. Your court here. If you find a different truck or piece that you want, or if you still want to go get Bob's truck and trailer, that's fine too.
Doesn't
really matter as far as my end is concerned. I just need your application and the bank statements and the tax return.
Right.
And if you get an invoice from that guy in Tennessee about the trailer, that'd be great. And where's the truck at?
The truck and trailer box in Pennsylvania.
Oh, it's in Pennsylvania, not Tennessee. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Pennsylvania, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, both of them's in Pennsylvania. And it was actually a guy, he's actually got two trailers and one truck, and he went out of business. He quit and went back to road construction. And I don't know why he's done that, because there's more money in this than road construction.
Not everyone's smart, Steve. Not everyone's smart.
I know. I don't understand a lot of people, but it ain't made for me to understand. But no, I was going to talk to Pickerel yesterday. But we went watched the Boston Red Sox play last night.
Oh, who'd they play?
Blue Jays, Toronto. Oh,
okay. Not a bad game. Yeah. Did you see up in Fenway?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. I haven't been out there yet.
It's pretty nice there, but, you know, crowded right in the middle of the city.
A green monster, legendary.
But I had a good time. I might have drunk too much beer, but...
Who doesn't, Steve?
Pete, let me tie him down after a while, and we'll be giving you a call.
Yeah, give me a call, and let's get those faxed over, and I'll finish this up for you guys. Maybe by next week. End of this week.
Yeah.
Do you need these, Steve, just for any project, or just kind of as soon as you can get them, you know? Do you need this truck and trailer for a specific project, or is it just like you're just trying to get it as soon as possible because you're just missing out?
Trying to get them as soon as possible.
All right, so let's shoot for the end of the week.
Because we got so much stuff going on right now, and we haven't got enough trucks.
All right, so let's shoot for end of the week then, all right?
Okay, we will, and I'll talk to you here in a little while.
Sounds good, Steve. I'll be waiting for your call.
Okay, all right.
Drive safe. All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.